जय राधमा कुंज बिहारी कोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधमा कुंज बिहारी कोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन प्रदनंजन यमुना जीवनचारी यमुना जीवन यशोदा नंदन व्रजन रंजन यमुना जीवन चारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिधर धारी जय राध माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिधर यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरन चारी यमुना तीरवन चा यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिधर धारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी श्री श्री राध माधव की जय नित्य गोपे मनन्दे ओम ज्ञानति मरंदस्य गणंजनाशलाकया चक्षुरं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेव ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कान्तराज भगवद्गीता की जय अच्छेद्यो यमदायो यम भगवद्गीता चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 24 Contents of the Gita summarized. Achchedyo yamadhayo yam. Page 107 in my book. Achchedyo yamadhayo yam. Akledyo shosha evacha. Nitya sarvagata stanur. Nitya sarvagata stanur Achaloyam sanatanaha Achchedyo yamadayo yam Akledyo shosha evacha Nitya sarvagata stanur Achaloyam Sanatana Achchedyo Yamadayo Yam Akledyo Shosha Evacha Nitya Sarvagata Stanur Achaloyam Sanatana Achaloyam Sanatana Achchedyo Yamadayo Yam Akledyo Shosha Evacha Nitya Sarvagata Stanur Achaloyam Sanatana Achchedyo Yamadayo Yam Akledyo Shosha Evacha Nitya Sarvagata Stanur Achaloyam Sanatana Achchedyo Yamadayo Akledyo Shosha Evacha Nitya Sarvagata Stanur Achaloyam Sanatanaha. Translation. Achchedyo Achchedyaha Achchedyaha. Unbreakable. Ayam. This soul. Adayaha. Unable to be burnt. Ayam. This soul. Akledyaha. Insoluble. Ashosha, not able to be dried. Eva, certainly. Cha, and. Nityaha, everlasting. Sarvagata, all-pervading. Stanu, unchangeable. Achalaha, immovable. I am this soul, Sanatanaha, eternally the same. Translation. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble, and can be neither burnt nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same. Please repeat. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble. And can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same. All these qualifications, purport, all these qualifications of the atomic soul definitely prove that the individual soul is eternally the atomic particle of the spirit whole, and he remains the same atom eternally, without change. The theory of monism is very difficult to apply in this case, because the individual soul is never expected to become one, homogeneously. After liberation, from material contamination, the atomic soul may prefer to remain as a particle, as a spiritual spark, in the effulgent rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the intelligent souls enter into the spiritual planets to associate with the Personality of Godhead. The word Sarvagata, all-pervading, is significant because there is no doubt that living entities are all over God's creation. They live on the land, in the water, in the air, within the earth, and even within fire. The belief that they are sterilized in fire is not acceptable, because it is clearly stated here that the soul cannot be burned by fire. Therefore, there is no doubt that there are living entities also in the sun planet with suitable bodies to live there. If the sun globe is uninhabited, then the word Sarvagata, living everywhere, becomes meaningless. Achedyo yamadayo yam akledyo shosha evacha nitya sarvagata stanur achalo yam sanatanaha. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burnt nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same. Srila Prabhupada ki. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Swami Nityananda. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastajane Shatagana Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripata Maham Vande Shri Guru Vinatarinam. So somewhere else in the Bhagavad Gita also we know that there is life on the sun. Somebody can quote that right away? Where? That is Chinese for me, so I'll say, but it doesn't mean. Yes, so there's a king of the sun planet. So there must be life, at least the king. So, yes. So another verse which defeats this personalism, impersonalism, the soul cannot be broken. So you cannot break off a piece of Krishna, of the Supreme Brahman, and then later on merge them again. So we are eternally individuals, yes? Over and again, in this chapter we have heard, Natvevaham Jatunasam, yes? No, never was there a time when we did not exist. And Krishna also. So we are one in quality, although we are Anu and he is Vibhu. So now, that means we are an individual, and individuals, they have relationships. So in the last part of the first paragraph of this purport, Srila Prabhupada says that some souls prefer to remain after liberation. They prefer to remain as a spiritual spark in the effulgent rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he adds, but the intelligent souls enter into the spiritual planets to associate with the personality of Godhead. So they don't stay outside the door or in the doorway, so to speak. We could compare the Brahma Jyoti to the doorway to the spiritual world. It is a spiritual world and it is not. Oh, who said that it's a matter of days? Somebody had heard Srila Prabhupada say that it's a matter of days before yesterday? Before the soul goes from the Brahma Jyoti, bored to death. So we cannot stay there for very long, usually. And there are some exceptional souls who can stay there a little longer. But at least for us, let us be clear, we want a relationship with Krishna. Or as the great Acharya was saying, Kaivalya Narakayati, Prabodhananda Saraswati. He was saying, rather I would go to hell, or this is hell, to merge with the Supreme, to give up my relationship with the Supreme. So this impersonal liberation for him, Kaivalya, is hellish. So we want to come there by becoming fascinated by the person, Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes, Natad Basayati Suryo Nasha Shanko Na Pavaka. Yad gatfana nivartante tadhama paramamama. He says that supreme abode of man is not illumined by fire or by electricity, nor by the sun or the moon. And once going there, one never returns here. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says one should be captivated by this information. The painting behind you, Misha, such a very nice painting. So the cowherd boys are putting a flower in Krishna's mouth, as if it's going to be something very sweet. And Krishna allows this, although he is all-knowing, that he lets himself fool by his friends. So that is the destination of the devotee. No way we're going to merge, give up our personality. We're not going to trade some anxieties for freedom of anxiety. We're not going to trade them for giving up our relationship with Krishna. This morning in the class, Shamananda brought the same point that the biggest danger would be this mukti kama, the desire for liberation. Bhukti, yes, we all want so much enjoyment. But especially when we desire liberation, we may lose the highest, the relationship with Krishna. So, therefore we do devotional service. We want to serve Krishna with all our senses. Now our senses are contaminated, but by already engaging them under the instruction of the spiritual master, so they get purified, and at the end we will be able to make a perfect offering, a pure offering, with no expectation of anything in return, and that will please Krishna. So now our spiritual master is pleading for us, please accept this. He is recommending us, kindly accept the service of my disciples. So they, this is their only hope to become purified and to start loving you. They don't do a very good job, maybe. You're used to higher standards. You're goddesses of fortune, they can serve you so nicely. But still, please accept this service. So this plea, this our spiritual master is making. So if we can please the spiritual master, he's going to be confident that, oh, I can recommend this devotee to Krishna. He's so nice. He tries so nicely. I will recommend him to Krishna. And then we can get a kind of almost free entrance ticket to the spiritual world. So this is our hope, to get the mercy of the pure devotees, inhabitants of the spiritual world. So they have entry there. They can enter. Srila Prabhupada one day, he said, I have the key to the back door. So it's a big relief, because it takes quite a lot to be completely free from all selfishly motivated desires. Desireless. What is that? Only desire to please Krishna. That's in connection to this part of the purport, that the atomic souls, some atomic souls, they may prefer liberation from material contamination. So may prefer to remain as a spiritual spark in the effulgent rays of the Supreme Personality of God. But the intelligent person, yes, wants to enter into the spiritual planets, to associate with the personality of God. Srila Prabhupada says most devotees don't want to go back home, back to Godhead, at all. So therefore he's writing in that purport, I quoted 15.6, that one must be captivated by this information. This morning so wonderfully Vyamananda described the Kaliya Lila, how everybody was nailed to the ground, or they wanted to enter into the poisonous water of the Yamuna, when they saw Krishna in this precarious condition, almost suffocating. So the intensity of this love, the intensity, we must meditate on these pastimes to get a little tinge of this eagerness, of this anxiety for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is writing like this. So by hearing about the spiritual world, what's going on there, the activities of the Lord, and the exchanges of love with his devotee, we gradually also start wanting that. I want this relationship with Krishna. I've had enough satisfying my senses. I want to please Krishna now. So we start maybe by giving one to Krishna and take the other 99 for us, but then we're building up, gradually giving more and more to Krishna and less to ourselves. And by giving to Krishna, he's giving everything to us. He's giving it all. So when he gives his heart to us, then we are sold out. And we have this information from those who experience it. Like Gopakumar, he noticed when he came back to Krishna, Krishna dropped everything and he ran. And his cowherd friends were very much surprised. What's this? We were playing so nicely. And, oh, somebody's coming there. This must be a very special person. And you know, who is that person? It's you. After many years, many lifetimes of wanderings in the spiritual world, Brahmanda, Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanji, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bhush, we have met Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And he set us on the way, in the way out. It's very hard to go away from the material world. Durga means very difficult to go. Durga. It's Maituna Agara. It's a prison house without bars. Or with bars. The bars, there are shackles of the material enjoyments, especially sex life. So that is, yes, holding us back here. And when we can make the leap of faith that if we repose our loving propensity exclusively to Krishna, and then we will be totally happy when we have this faith, this conviction, then Krishna is going to reciprocate with that Ekanta Bhakti. There's one devotee in Ramesh, Ekanta Bhakti. Yeah. What does he say? He says, Mam Ekam. No other lovers but me. No. To stop loving my energy, love me. And then we can have this pure exchanges of love, and that will be like uninterrupted. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnamrita svadhanam. Every moment this ocean of happiness is increasing. Which happiness? The happiness of serving Krishna or Sankirtan. Also Sankirtan. So that's how we can experience it here. If you go on Harinam especially, you're serving the Holy Name in an extra way. Yeah, when we chant the Holy Name nicely, we serve the Holy Name by doing that. When we hear, we carefully pronounce first, moving the jaws and the tongue. Hare Krishna, all the syllables. How many syllables? 32. So 16 words, 32 syllables. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I remember Mahadyuti Prabhu, very nice devotee, he came to Radhadesh and he gave us a seminar on the morning program. And he said, which may have been trivial for many, but it was actually an eye-opener for me. I was a very new devotee at that time. And he spoke like this. I used to sleep 6 hours because I had read in Bhagavad Gita, if you sleep less, you're in ignorance. I sleep, if you sleep more than 6 hours. So I used to sleep 6 hours, but then at one point I added an hour. I started sleeping 7 hours, and I noticed, hey, now in reality I sleep much less. And he explained this as follows: when I was sleeping 6 hours a day, I actually was only half awake. So I slept an extra 8 hours during the day by being only half awake, so that was 14 hours. And when I started to sleep 7 hours, I only slept half actually, because I was totally awake. So on Rasamanand Prabhu's sheet on how to control the mind, there was this tip I had heard before in one of his classes. How could we chant better? How could we concentrate, control the mind better? He had this point: get enough sleep. So it's also Mahadyuti Prabhu's point. Yeah. Also, I was wondering sometimes. Sometimes we have so much anxiety about getting our rounds done, right? Isn't it? Srila Prabhupada, he demonstrated chanting Hare Krishna on his beats, and then he pulled by the last counter beat. He put his beat back down and he said, now I can do any damn thing I want. So that is that mentality. Let me just get my rounds done. But imagine we would be able to finish them even by 7 o'clock, which is sometimes. And then after that I don't have to worry about chanting Hare Krishna. As if. I'm going to say why as if. But then it appears we haven't chanted all our rounds actually, if we have skipped so many syllables. Right? If you skip like half of the syllables or even a couple of syllables, then you didn't chant all the rounds. So actually, again, you defeated yourself. So you think, I've chanted all 16 rounds, but you haven't. So anyway, there is easy ways to figure this out. Just record your japa and you will know. We have to do this every now and then. Or Jaya Pradaka Maharaj, he used to come, I heard, in Amsterdam and here. Oh, not only in Amsterdam, no, the Russian devotees told me. And festivals. And he used to go to each and every devotee who wanted, and he listened to their japa and he gave feedback. So wonderful. It's so important, right? Sometimes we have to go a little slower again to go faster afterwards. Because it wouldn't be an increase if we would start chanting less rounds. How that? I'm chanting my rounds, Prabhu. But we are not saying all the syllables. No, actually we're chanting less rounds. Yes? So as if, why did I say that? As if I'm now done with the holy name. No, it's not the case, because Srila Prabhupada didn't say it's a maximum. He said it's a minimum. What did he say? One should chant every day 16 good rounds and unlimited rounds of the beats. On beats, 16 rounds and unlimited rounds of the beats. I'm saying this because we want to be eager, yes, about serving the Lord. So one very tangible way in which we can serve the Lord right now, nobody allows us to do any service, imagine, you know. Can't go on the altar. I mean, the temple authorities, they're not around, they can't tell me what to do. So imagine such a situation. You can chant Hare Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna. And so, We cannot be killed, but we can go down in the evolution. No, the default is you go up, yes. But as a human, we can also go down. So therefore, that we're working on our consciousness. So 2 hours a day we're chanting Hare Krishna, and the other 22 hours we try to avoid apparats. By controlling our mind carefully, by help of the intelligence. And this way it can become very effective. And we will not get stuck in the effulgent rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because we have pursued the desire for liberation. Yes? Let it just stop all this misery, all this suffering. Sometimes we're making so many adjustments to become happy and to avoid suffering. It's more or less desire for liberation. So it can haunt us, this ghost. It's a problem. It's the biggest danger, Shamananda said. I believe it's too. So all these qualifications, we have so many qualifications. The soul has qualifications. But the foremost, which is stressed here in the purport, Vashila Bhagavat, is the soul is an individual, and an atomic particle of the spirit whole. Ramayavangsha, Jiva Loki, Jiva Buddha, Sanatana, Mana, Shastani Indriyani, Prakatistani Karshati. Plus, he's struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. So, when we can make friends with the mind, we will experience in the end of the day, we will experience this relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we are not distracted again by the mind, yato yato nishchalati, manas chanchalam astiram, is very flickering, yes? But we just bring it back under the control of the self each time. This is hard work. It's not relaxation therapy. Yoga, yes, it makes me so peaceful. Well, actually, when we chant our Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, it's not the time to let down your defense. In kickboxing or boxing, you end up in the hospital. As soon as you let down your guard. Did you ever box, Madhugapa? It's quite obvious. As soon as you do like this, you get the left or the right. And if we in not careful in devotional life, that creates havoc. Maya gives us an uppercut, and we can be knocked out for a couple of years or months or whatever. So that's Srila Prabhupada said, practice of yoga in the sixth chapter. It doesn't apply to bhakti yoga. So I also take it to be valid for bhakti yogis. We are bhakti yogis. He says, practice of yoga without control of the mind is a waste of time. Such show bottle yoga, he calls it. So we must make sure we don't get trapped by our mind, yes, or by unconsciousness. Become conscious and then Krishna conscious. It's very important. Becoming conscious means controlling the mind, like permanently. You cannot let down your guard. You cannot take a break from that, because it would mean it can be big setbacks, and you waste a lot of time. So better always give the mind some room, like the horses. It's one of the senses. The mind is one of the senses. So also you should give the mind some room, but they must be always like monitored. Yes. So these are some thoughts. In order to come to the goal, it's so important we can discuss with among ourselves the process of bhakti yoga and discuss the challenges also. I don't know if this is a challenge for you to control the mind. For me, it is. So thank you very much for listening. And are there any other contributions or questions? Yes, Mataji? They are not... Yes, yes. Fully joyful. Yeah. So minimize it. Yes. Okay, it's very nice you balance it out. So yeah, it's not a small thing. And actually our devotional service, what I was saying, the perfect offering or the only acceptable offering, let's say, which Krishna could directly accept from us, that's also from that platform where we are self-satisfied, not we stopped hankering and lamenting. So from there devotional service starts. I mean the real devotional service. Now we're practicing. So it's a good point. The statements are there, Srila Prabhupada is saying sometimes, because they the soul is, by nature, is active. So usually, or what I said also, in most of the souls, they don't stay there. They go back. And they open the hospital, sometimes Srila Prabhupada said. Any insights of that, something like that? By the word immovable, that Krishna is saying, or Srila Prabhupada somewhere else says, that we are still in the spiritual world. Where is that? It's interesting to read about that. Okay, maybe we can do some research. Yeah, there is this statement, and there is another statement also. And there are five factors of action, of which Supersoul is only one of the five. Of course, the most important one, but there are four others: the body, the various kinds of endeavor, the soul, Yeah, that's the body. Yeah. So I mean to say, it should not be misunderstood. One could become a kind of what is that word again? Fatalistic. It takes 14. So the other one is the various senses. Yeah. Endeavors, the senses, the body, the soul, and the super soul. There are five factors of action. 14. Yes. Adishtanam tata karta karanam cha pritak vidham vividas cha pritak chishta daivam chaivata panchamam. The place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the super soul. These are the five factors of action. In which connection did you mention that we are not the doer, Prabhu? Being moved. Yes.
Nobody can move the soul. It's in the higher authority. Something can come through the sword and start moving the soul.
Yeah, it goes via the modes, like that. I'm in the pool. It's very hard to figure out the factors of action. Yeah, but definitely this verse is there. Five factors of action. So somebody We simply explain. There's a beautiful purport to this first of the five factors. In the end, it said that so the Supreme Lord is the super cause. Under these circumstances, he who is acting in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the super soul. Yes, remember, Paramatma Samahita, one who has conquered the mind. For him, the super soul is already reached. So, and he's naturally not bound by any activity. So such persons are not bound by any activity, yes? Those in complete Krishna consciousness are not ultimately responsible for their actions. Everything is dependent on the Supreme Will, the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because in the beginning of the purport, of course, it's explained that the soul within the body is acting to bring about the results of activity and is therefore known as karta, the doer. So, as is diametrically opposed to kartaham iti manyati. And that one falsely thinks oneself to be the doer. The soul is the doer in the sense that he's deciding what he desires. So, that is the impetus for material nature to make arrangements, right? Where we, as soon as we desire something, so Anumantu Badrashtacha, when the permitter, Anumanta, when he permits, then it happens. When the super soul permits the action to happen, I want to lift my arm, okay. For now you can do it. But maybe later on, according to my karma, I have to be paralyzed or something bad, so I can't do it anymore. And then, so we can only desire. The soul can desire. So I'm basically, we desire also to be in a particular mode, or we act, and we choose to be in a particular mode, and then next, the modes are doing most of the work. So it's important to choose for the mode of goodness if you want to be happy. Yeah. We are running out of time. Are there any other points? Michelle wanted to ask something. Yeah. Oh yes. So there are the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, many Vaikuntha planets, a place of no anxiety, Vaikuntha, there is no anxiety, no sorrow. There are many, many planets, like most are planets where Vishnu is the presiding deity, so then you go to Vishnu. There's also a planet of Lord Nrsingadev, but then and the border zone is the Brahma Jyoti, and the highest planet is Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna Loka. So only those who have completely pure love, spontaneous love, they go to the highest planet. And the others who have awe and reverence, they go to the Vaikuntha planets. Or those who don't see Krishna as a person and who have a desire for liberation, who are more concerned with themselves than with Krishna, if they perfect themselves, although this is a very high position, as Mother Karuna Mai pointed out, they become very happy because that's kind of nirvana, yes? No bliss. Nothing with no connection with this world, so no problems, no. But because they don't have a relationship with Krishna, they stay on the edge of the spiritual world. Well, Vasudeva is a consciousness. So you don't have to physically go to a geographical region. When our consciousness is pure Vasudeva state, pure Dhyana, we stop lamenting and we stop hankering. Yeah, Brahma Buddha platform. And then, and from there we can perform pure devotional service. Yeah. Wait, yeah. Bhava and Prema Bhakti. Mm. Anything you wanted to mention still? Yes. As a conclusion, I wanted to read. I met this during my preparations. This is a verses 23 to 25 in poetic translation by Grace Kalikanta Prabhu. This is the same theme as the previous verse yesterday Mataji gave class and today and more. Spirit can't be cut apart or burned by any blaze. Water cannot soak it, and no wind can make it fade. Souls cannot be burned or dried or broken or dissolved. Souls will never end or shrink or mutate or evolve. Souls don't change. They can't be seen or mentally conceived. Knowing this, the body's death gives you no cause to grieve. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantara Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Gope Nandi, Nandi Hari Go, Nama Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Yeah. Sheesh, man. Okay.